Hi, Eric Hoffman, Senior Strategy Advisor with the Microsoft Corporation, and I'm here today with USAtoday.com. We have Brett Kaufman and Steve Kurtz, and we're here to talk about some new great things that they're doing with USAtoday.com and a couple of cool things they're doing around Microsoft's technologies. So you guys had a really good year. You started out with a new homepage this January, I believe you guys launched that?
And January 3rd, yep.
Cool. So what was the so tell us a little bit about the idea behind the new home front.
You know, part of it, and this is no secret, was to really provide flexible ad positions. You know, we had kind of boxed ourselves into a corner a little bit with our ad positions. We wanted a much more flexible grid. We also wanted to focus on some other content areas that we could elevate on our home front, like our communities, which is really a bigger part of our site now. We also wanted to focus on performance. Mm. And so one of the really big things, you know, really big goal was to lead our competitive set in terms of availability, performance, and consistency. And we're doing that according to Gomez and Keynote. So we've seen real good results so far. Wow. We actually launched on January 3rd and did a relaunch how many weeks later?
Opening night of the Olympics.
So it was in February.
Yes. Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. We actually kind of got a lot of feedback, watched how users were using the home front, and then we made some nice incremental changes after that, which was a little unusual. You know, usually when you go through a redesign, you know, you don't react as quickly as that, but I think I'm glad we did it. You know, and again, each time it's kind of been good for our traffic and good for our engagement, you know.
So have you guys already seen an increase in traffic with the new front?
Wow. We definitely have. And also an increase in refers deeper into the site,
nice.
Which is really a goal.
So you're getting more engagement and better traffic. That's awesome. I've actually checked out your site, and it is indeed much, much faster. And it seems like there's more information on the front page than there was before. Seems like it to me. It's just more, I mean, not maybe more information, but more categories than there was before.
Part of it was to clean it up a bit.
Okay.
And in doing so, you know, I think we did a little bit of an analysis. You know, we've got an average of 40 or so more links to content on the page than used to be on there.
Awesome.
So that was definitely a goal.
Cool. We've also, you guys have also worked with us on some of our IE8 customizations, and you guys have a number of slices that you've put into the IE add-ons gallery, and I was just discussing with Brett that we're soon going to be able to give you guys your own page to have, you know, a complete USAtoday.com page that's in the gallery. And you said, Brett, that you were talking about doing some more customizations for each of the different sections, and could you tell us a little bit about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely, yeah. I put in the max number of slices I could put in there for now. I do have a slice available basically for every section of our website. USA Today is very known for segmenting. It starts with sports, works its way down to basketball, with the NBA, the MLB, those type of pages, and we have slices available for all that type of content that I currently do not have in the web slice in the store.
Nice. So we've also been working with you guys on a long-term project around Silverlight. Started looking at some stuff last year, and I think we've finally settled on a pretty good app to have USAtoday.com get into Silverlight, and that's around your sports salary application.
Yeah, so we were really excited about this one. I mean, Silverlight sort of provides the framework for RIA that really complements our database journalism. So the one that we picked was a sports salary database, which goes back, in some cases, 20 years. We've collected salary information for players in all the major sports, not all going back 20 years, but some going back, you know, I think at least 10 years. And, you know, to date, we sort of haven't done as much with that as we'd like to. Mm-hmm. So we started out kind of building a Silverlight widget that, you know, could live on baseball pages, and that with Microsoft's help built that. And there's a lot of monetization opportunities with it, a lot of neat sponsorship opportunities because it's a cool visual interactive that sits on top of this data, and it's portable. So we were excited this morning to hear about Silverlight on phones.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So, you know, how we can write this code and with little customizations get it onto different platforms is really, really important. So we've got a whole bunch of databases like that. USA Today is kind of known for statistics, particularly around sports, but you know, our infographics have a lot of stats and data behind them.
Your little sound bites, your little short bites of data.
So this is a model that we think we can certainly replicate in other areas.
We're excited. We've been talking about this project for about a year now, and I think there was some trepidation around the penetration of Silverlight a year or so ago, but now we're, you know, it's in some areas it's over 50%, so that shouldn't be an issue anymore, and the speed's getting faster. And
well, just, the install's better.
Yeah, right? We've significantly improved the
install
experience.
So that was another concern of ours, and I think that that's improved. It's faster and better and lighter. Particularly with Netflix and with NBC Olympics, I think that penetration, we feel a lot more comfortable now.
Yeah, we'd love to see us do, you know, some things around some more of the media aspects of the salaries things, too, with maybe some photos and pictures and things like that. So that'd be
well, it
that'd
plays
be fun.
Right into our strategy. I mean, we're releasing internally in April a private API for all of our data. And eventually, we want to make it public. But in the beginning, we're kind of doing it within the family. But what you know, it fits with our content strategy. So the API will allow you to kind of mash up photos, videos, interactives, and database content, and articles and blog content into one kind of, you know, one package if you wanted to. We're real excited about it. We're going to use it internally.
Nice.
We're going to kind of work out some of the kinks, and then we're going to hopefully get it out there for developers to build great apps with.
So is this, you think this would be a new syndication strategy for you guys and to be able to have an API out there that somebody can include on their website that has USA Today content that they may want to co-author? I mean, is that kind of what
it's
you see?
It's definitely a strategy. It's a traffic acquisition strategy is what it is, and it's also a monetization strategy.
Are you gonna? Is there going to be an advertising component to go with the APIs for people to buy and sell it to where
you are? Probably less so, but more on the content monetization side. So we may throttle the API, and then, you know, for a fee, allow more access to it, more tokens, if you will.
Gotcha.
Which is a kind of a typical model. So it's part of our monetization strategy, not only sort of building stuff on our website, but multi-platform development for us and for our partners.
Nice. So as we talked about this before, but the news industry is definitely changing. The way people consume their media has dramatically changed in the last two or three years. So, I mean, what other avenues are you guys looking at to get USA Today content in front of people that's divorced from a standard, you know, newspaper? I mean, are you guys looking at some other strategies to kind of make up the gap that we're seeing in the decline in print media?
Absolutely. I mean, it's our total focus. And so we're looking at ourselves now as a content company that has a newspaper, has a lot of other digital platforms that we build to, but we're a content company. We're a content creation company, and the API is really core to that strategy. You know, it really allows access to our content. So, you know, part of that is really getting a handle on your content, right? So, we've been a newspaper for 28 years.
Wow.
Not until the last few years, we really kind of focused on all the legacy data that we have available, right? So part of it is really just an exercise of metadata, tagging, categorization, databasing, all of those kind of plumbing and infrastructure work that you have to do in order to be able to be ready to syndicate your content.
So do you see there's a demand from your, you know, the core USAtoday.com reader for data that spans back, you know, 15, 20 years?
Huge.
So that's interesting.
We just deployed last week dynamic photo galleries. So really beginning to integrate throughout the site, you know, the ability to get to all of our photos by tags, right? So tag clouds of photos and really integrating them seamlessly so that an editor doesn't have to go in and manually tag everything and create spikes to parts of content. It's just sort of is integrated into the publishing system. So we just launched that, and it's really interesting to see the traffic patterns, because you sort of get in there and you get in, you know, maybe you're looking at photos of a celebrity, but then you'll branch off to a geography or some other kind of tag and sort of just wind your way through our archive of photos. And that's the model we want to have for everything, for video and for interactives and articles. And, but there's a lot of work that has to be done that's really behind the scenes to get to that point.
Now, that sounds interesting. Is that something you're going to make available through this new API toolkit you're coming out with? Is
definitely.
More than just text, you're going to have
photos
and videos.
Really,
and,
you know, we feel like there's three kind of layers to it. I mean, there's article and blog content, then there's rich media type assets, and then there's database content. Nice. Right. So imagine the sports salary database behind an API where you can discover the content as a developer. So give me all the MLB teams, give me all the MLB teams' salaries, give me all the players inside of this MLB team. Those kind of things. I mean, it really, really is a different mindset for us. Instead of just building one app on top of a database, okay, build a service layer on top of that database and then...
Wow, that's going to be a very ambitious project, it sounds like.
Yeah, and we're well on our way to doing it, but, you know, it'll never end.
Right, yeah, it's always going to be one more API, one more extension.
Always kind of working
on that stuff. Wow, that's exciting stuff. Well, you guys that's going to be a busy year for you guys. Got some, you know, a whole new site, great new content coming out. We've got Web Slices, Silverlight, a new API toolkit, and I'm sure there's going to be some stuff you guys are doing on mobile, too, because I know you guys have one of the most popular mobile apps. So that'll be another good story for you guys as well.
It will be.
Cool. We look forward to working with you guys. Appreciate you guys joining us today, and hope you enjoy Mix.